Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line now, I have Robert Moss from Dublin Community Growers. Good morning, Robert, or good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about the Harvest Festival 2016, which is coming up this weekend. But would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about Dublin Community Growers?
It was set up in 2009 by, myself and a few other people, including Will Brennan, who some of your listeners might know of. He does a lot of work with community gardens and allotments, works at Drimnagh Castle, and has been involved in the South Circular Road Community Garden and the Blarney Park Community Garden. Also, it was the idea of William Morrow, who was a Dublin City Council employee. He worked in community development, and he's always been an avid gardener. Indeed, now he still has a stall, even though he's retired. He works down in the Shankill farmers market there and has his own store with all the produce that he grows in his garden. So in 2009, just as the kind of recession hit, we thought about setting up Dublin Community Growers, because there was at that time a lot of community gardeners trying to get off the ground, trying to start a community garden in their neighborhood, and they were hitting a lot of obstacles. You know, there were issues of insurance, and there were issues of access to the land and getting tenure to the site so they could invest their time and money and indeed their emotional energy into the site to improve it. So we were aware as a group that these issues had been resolved individually, and what we wanted to do was set up a group that people could come to and share advice rather than have to work it out from scratch all by themselves. And that's why Dublin Community Growers was set up back in 2009, and it has evolved from that to the organization which is now organizing the Dublin Harvest Festival, which is an event we first ran in 2012. So that's a brief potted history,
yep.
no pun intended, of Dublin Community Growers where it came from, why it exists.
I think you were involved as well with a Change Community Garden here in Coolock, which is just around the corner from us.
I think I came out for the opening for it. I can't claim any credit for any of the gardening. I haven't been involved with that garden, but I'm aware of it, yes. So that's one of about, in the region of 70, 80 community gardens now across Dublin.
Yeah, and that one is a great success, and we broadcast from it when they have their open day every year. This Harvest Festival, I'm just reading there's loads going on, absolutely loads. Music competitions. Just tell us a bit about what's happening.
As you said, it's very diverse. I suppose it's an open day. It's a public festival. It's a celebration of community gardens. So if you think about it, gardening is part of the picture, but community is the other half of the equation. So it's all the things that people like to do when they get together on a fingers crossed sunny afternoon. On Saturday, the 3rd of September, it'll be in Wolfetone. It'll be in Mountjoy Square, which is in Dublin One, and there'll be a lot going on. We'll have live music. There'll be a lot of stalls there, including food stalls. There will be a number of workshops, including a beekeeping workshop by Liam McGarry. Also, there'll be a herbal workshop. This has been very popular previously. It's run by Debbie Tiernan. She's an avid herbalist, and she'll be talking about the different properties of simple everyday herbs that grow in your garden, things like stinging nettles, dandelions, and what you can do with them to make yourself healthier and happier. And there'll be a lot of things for kids as well, things like face painting, and there'll be
I see there's a,
balcony.
there's a prize here for best garden basket, so people are going to bring their garden baskets.
Yeah, we're hoping that a lot of the community gardens will turn their skills to producing a display basket of flowers and plants, and you know, there'll be a prize for the best one. So I suppose it is to get the gardens involved a little bit, and also, I mean, the whole event itself, the Harvest Festival, it's a showcase for all of the community gardens. The gardeners, the volunteers, they put in a lot of hard work, and oftentimes it's not seen by the wider community. It may well be appreciated by the street upon which it's located. But I suppose it's just, it gives them their day in the sunshine as well, so they can kind of come along and they can talk to people. They can talk to people about what they've done, about what they've achieved, and they can sign up new volunteers. Community gardening is free. It's fun. It's a nice way to spend your free time. It's a great social activity. It's very healthy for you, obviously. And if you think about it, an allotment costs money, whereas community gardening is free. So also with an allotment, there's no one to give you a helping hand. With a community garden, you're working with other people. So it makes sense to get involved. It's, as I say, a great social activity.
Okay, and I also see here there's a 1916 World Cafe, and there's also a prize for Best Dressed 1916 theme as well. So lots and lots going on there.
There is, yes. Yeah, there's going to be 1916 World Cafe discussion, which... sounds like a bit of a strange animal. What does that mean exactly? Well, I think the idea really is to get people talking and thinking about where our food came from in 1916 and where it comes from now. So maybe have a bit of a discussion about the good, the bad, and the ugly in terms of where our food comes from, where it used to come from, and what people think about that. So, you know, that could be an interesting one.
Indeed it could. Listen, it sounds like a fantastic day, and I wish the best of luck. Hopefully the weather keeps up. And and everybody's welcome. It's not just locals.
It's completely free.
Yeah.
And it's on from 12 noon to 5 p.m. So come along and have a look and see what you think. As you pointed out, there's an awful lot going on, and it's not just Dublin Community Gardens. There's a lot of other groups involved, like the Men's Sheds group. You have a lot of the individual gardens coming along, like the Mud Island Community Garden. So they all have their own little identity and their own contributions. So it's very much a jigsaw of a lot of community activity across Dublin, north and south. It's on in Mountjoy Square, Saturday the 3rd. So, you know, if your listeners are around and about in town, just call in and see what you think.
Okay, will do. And it sounds, as I said, sounds great. Listen, thank you very much for taking the call, Robert. And I'm sure there's an awful lot of organisation goes into that.
There is indeed. So well done, all those that have worked hard throughout the year organising it. One final plug there, John. Yep. There's a free workshop on tomorrow evening, actually, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's an Antastra Green Communities event, and it's going to be in the Millennium Community Garden, which is out in Blanchardstown. And we're gonna harvest the fruit there because there's been a huge surplus crop of fruit. So anyone's welcome to come along and collect the fruit. And then we're going to have a talk by Moss Island, and we're going to do a little bit of moth trapping to see what critters we can find within the garden and park that we didn't know were there before. So that could be ideal. From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's Thursday, 1st of September. If people want to know more about it, it's posted up on the website, which is worldwideweb.greencommunitiesisland.org.
Great stuff. Well, as I said, thanks very much for taking the call, Robert, and the best of luck with tomorrow evening and Saturday.
Absolutely. Thanks very much. All the best. Right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
This is 90.3 Near FM.